The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Downsides living in the new urban reality means no walk-in pantries or chest freezers. And for me, anyway, includes near daily walks down to the supermarket to get dinner and stuff. I'm okay with that. It somehow makes me feel more continental because Europeans have been stocking up that way for ages. The trick is knowing how to check out as quickly as possible. I try to find a lane that has a higher proportion of guys, as sexist as that may sound, and here's why. Guys, being the dogs they are, fend for themselves, leaving the big family buys to the woman of the house who also has to shop with the kids in tow. That's a lot of people and carts and baggage to get through a narrow lane. Men will do anything to avoid a grocery cart, so their purchases are whatever they can carry in their arms or in the basket. But the New York Times begs to differ, and these are their tips for a quick getaway from this super stupid market checkout. As counterintuitive as it sounds, get behind a shopper with a full cart. Research has done the math. One shopper with 100 items takes on average 6 minutes per transaction. But if you get behind 4 people with 20 items each, it'll take 7 minutes to get to you. Go left, young man. Most people are right-handed and will veer right. Avoid chatty cashiers. Enough said. Some supermarkets employ the single line feeding into several cashier system. If you've got the choice, go for it. Although, here in Vancouver anyway, that setup is usually reserved for self-checkout. Beware the hidden danger. If there's a corner or a wall or obstruction between your line of sight and the cashier, you won't see the time sink coming until it's too late. And you, yes you, can help speed up the process too. Face the barcodes on your items towards the cashier. Remove all hangers from clothing purchases. And if you're lucky enough to be shopping in tandem, split up the items and each head for a separate express lane. Most of all, keep a positive attitude. Don't think you're jinxed if you keep picking the wrong lane. We're only talking about a matter of minutes here anyway. We all have to check out eventually. And on that count, none of us is looking for an express lane. My name is Cal Cote. Let's fast forward to the fresh stuff. Luisa Mayta's long-awaited sophomore release will melt your cones. Trust me, her debut is straight ahead, along with just one of the best albums of the year, no question, Carib, from Miami's Locos Por Juana. Pushes all the right buttons. Sakus and African High Life together on Seteke Teto, move to the groove of World Beat Canada.
Thank you. A agora eu vou me abrumar e aqui ninguém vai me tirar o que é meu e o que virá. E agora quem me atazanar, me acompanhe, que eu vou levar até a porta de saída, até mais ver, até quem sabe um dia.
You know, I don't smoke, but this album sure does. And they say you never forget your first time. I could sure go for a cigarette after listening to this disc for the first time. It's called Fio di Memoria, or Threads of Memory. And it took 6 years between the debut album from Luisa Mehta and this follow-up sophomore disc. But it's well worth the wait. And it is super sultry, modern Brazilian and electronics. We heard Olé. Before that, Locos por Juana and Sete Quite To. This is another one. It's called Carib. The group is from Miami, a trio, and they've got special guests like Rocky DeWooney on the disc, some of the great Latin remixers like Chuck Quibtown are also on here. And it's a fantastic disc, as is this new Luisa Mehta disc, as is Compass from Toy Selector and Mexican Institute of Sound, all arriving on my desk within a week of each other. and they've got to be among the year's best. You'll be hearing a lot more from these artists. Here is another super sultry sound from right here on the West Coast, Pacifica and Super Magique.
Como lucieron, brillando en la oscuridad. Calor de fuego, radiando en eternidad. Es un misterio, es magia celestial. Despierta el sueño, se duerme la
cosas que me cuentan que nadie sabe tanto. hermanos cantando canciones de la infancia. Y es así. ¿Sabes qué? Mi cuerpo está ardiente, ardiente por ti.
It's the beat in your own backyard.
Beat, check out the vibe
of World Beat Live.
On September 24th at the Massey Theater in New Westminster, it'll be transformed into an ethereal courtyard, immersing audiences into the timeless and ancient art forms of Indian classical music and dance. The Mushtari Begum Festival. Some of the finest Canadian and Indian artists will showcase their explosive talents at this one-of-a-kind festival. Your ears will begin to see and your eyes will listen. September 29th at the Calabash Bistro, it is Ezra Quizera presenting Love and Dance Tour BC with the brothers Fresh Mendesh. Vancouver's Persian flamenco singer Farnaz Ohadi turns a turbulent journey from Iran to Canada into an album of empowerment for women. The album launch for Bird Dance is October 1st at 8 p.m. at the Blue Shore Financial Center for the Performing Arts, 2055 Purcell Way in North Vancouver. And for tickets and more information, you can contact tickets at capilanou.ca. And Farnaz will be joining us on Worldbeat Canada to tell her amazing story and talk about the production in an upcoming episode of this show. October 3rd at the Rickshaw, Carmelos de Cienaro. That sounds yummy, doesn't it? It's actually Cyanide Candies, a rock band from Venezuela. They'll be appearing with local guests Caracas. And Sanguido Bigelow is having an art show at El Cartel in Chinatown, 104 East Pender, on Saturday, October 11th. He's going to have some of his goblin patches for sale, as well as t-shirts and hoodies in various colors and sizes. His t-shirts are amazing. Come get your goblin apparel at half price for one night only. Starts at 8 p.m., goes till late. Live music at 11 o'clock. You know that's going to be cool, too. Buckman Ko is standing by with the title track from his Hawaii-inspired album, Malama Ke Aiana, Respect the Land. Our home base, Vancouver, is the place. Roundhouse Radio, 98.3 FM at CIRH Radio. And it's roundhouseradio.com. This program is World Beat Canada. My name is Cal Cote.
Up with every wave. Moonlight shines off the shore break. Sea breeze lifts off a heartache. Reminds me that my soul is free. Society. Now roots grow deeper than you may know, and hard times inspiration will show.
Oh, Querendo acordar, o mar abrindo os braços, fazendo graça, chamando pra lá. As nuvens feito anjos, abençoando, fazendo cor, invadindo o lugar. É um grid de largada, vai começar.
Sem medo, que o desapego vai contigo.
Boy, the next generation of global music explorers are doing something extraordinary with the format, and this music is just astounding. That is from a new album called Compass. You can read our review of Compass featuring Toy Selecta and Mexican Institute of Sound at worldbeatcanada.com. It is our feature album review on the very front page. Just click on it, go to the review, and you can catch a really great video as well. Buckman Co. before that, from right here in Vancouver. But following a sojourn to Hawaii, he came back with Malama Ke Aina. I've got a real treat lined up for you for your touch of the familiar. Harmonica master and beatboxer Son of Dave is standing by with another track from 13 explosive hits by other artists and an interview you don't want to miss. This is World Beat Canada. My name is Cal Cote. Back in the 70s, if you didn't have a hip buddy who would make you mixtapes, your party salvation was As Seen on TV. The KTEL compilation records like Sound Explosion, Hit Machine, and my personal favorite, Hot Action. After all, why else would you buy this stuff? Harmonica, beatboxer, minimalist, master, Son of Dave takes us back with fresh takes on awesome hits through the recent decades. On Son of Dave plays 13 explosive hits by other artists. He's on the phone with an update for us. Congratulations on the new album.
Thank you very much. It was lots of hard work, and I'm quite pleased with the result.
So are we. What qualifications did the songs have to make it onto the list of Lucky 13?
I just have to be able to pull it off with the minimal amount of stuff I'm using. So we couldn't have a whole lot of chord changes. They have to be, well, for lack of a better way to express it, they just have to be stupid enough for me to do. Different people suggested tunes to me. Some of them I found and chose myself, but others came from fans or family. They were suggestions. Why don't you cover this? Okay, I will.
Very nice. Do you have a briefcase full of different harps, or do you tend to do stuff in one or two keys within your range, or how's that work?
It's exactly it. It's a briefcase. Well, there's other things in my briefcase that we won't go into, but there is within that briefcase, there are other compartments, and one is full of a lot of harmonicas, yeah.
You're seven albums deep now and notorious for your seamless beatboxing and harp playing and from-the-gut singing. Did this approach happen post-Crash Test Dummies, or is it something you've been noodling with for a long time?
Well, I started out playing harmonica in fairly loud, funky, aggressive blues band, then joined the Dummies sort of as a summer project. It took off, needless to say, so I kept that job and I rode the wave and did my bit until the contract was over. Then I went back to what I was doing originally, which was fiddling around with the blues music and the grooves that I like.
So did you just give up on the dream of having roadies lug your gear everywhere? Is that why you travel so light?
It was time to get for everybody to give up on that dream around 2000, that's correct, when the whole record industry started to crumble and crash. Yeah, it was every last man and woman for herself, scrambling for the lifeboats.
Yes, all the artists had to develop strong backs and shoulders. Son of Dave is on World Beat Canada, and he's about to sing another touch of the familiar from Son of Dave, sing 13 explosive hits by other artists. Own it now. Explore sonofdave.officialstore.co.uk/shop/. Why did the Canadian kid cross the pond?
I don't know this joke. Why did the Canadian kid cross the pond?
I'm thinking of why you're in the UK now.
How do you get 10 Canadians out of a swimming pool?
I don't know.
You say to them all, could you please get out of the swimming pool?
Very polite, very Canadian.
I love it over in the UK. I can take a train and in an hour be in another huge city, or a couple hours I could be in Paris from London. So I take the train to tour over there. North America lost its trains. They were sort of crushed out by the automobile and the gasoline business.
Yeah, train culture is something that was hand in hand with the blues and harmonica and everything. It makes me think that maybe America lost touch with that part of its heritage.
We did. We lost trains, and it's, everybody having a car, it further isolates people in a way.
Yeah. Any special moments from your cross Canada tour that you recently wrapped up?
The gigs were good. I'm not going to say that one has been a particularly special moment, though. No. They're just solid. I think the special moments happen when I just have to stop the car and get out and smell the mountains, the stunning scenery which I've missed for many years.
This program features a touch of the familiar. Every episode, when we play a familiar tune that's been given a global or unusual treatment, we spotlighted one of my personal faves from your new album, Lust for Life by Iggy Pop. How about you set up one of your favorites from Son of Dave Sings 13 Explosive Hits by Other Artists on the way out for us?
It's hard to choose. You know, I'm tempted to point you towards the classic rock one, which Black Betty or A Whole Lotta Rosie by AC/DC, but I'm going to choose a weird one, okay? I'm going to choose Pump Up the Jam by Technotronix originally. I've translated that into my harmonica and the beatbox sausage, pumped it through my sausage machine, and it comes out pretty weird. I like it.
You know, that's funny that you picked that one, because just prior to this interview, when I was making a few notes and checking you out on the internet, and I came across that video and I watched it. And what made you pick up on it?
I don't know. That one, I can't remember the moment of genius. I know what it is. I remember it now. I collect singles. I collect 45s. And I'm always on the lookout for the old vintage stuff, right? But then I saw it in front of me, Pump Up the Jam, the single, in a junk shop in London somewhere. And I thought, hey, what about that one? Picked it up, went home, played it, and realized, this will work.
Pump up the jam, pump it up when your feet are stomping, and the beats start pumping. Look here, the crowd start jumping. Pump it up a little more, get the party started on the dance floor. See, 'cause that's where the party's at. You'll find out if you do that. Stomping and the jam is pumping. Look ahead, the crowd start jumping. Pump it up a little more, get the party going on the dance floor. See, 'cause that's where the party's at, and you'll find out if you do that.
Make my day.
salsa beefed up for the dance floor from an album called Calentura Global Basement. That is Mon Rivera, who recorded that some time ago, but that was remixed by Captain Planet and Yayego. Before that, my thanks to Son of Dave for the very entertaining interview and for pumping up the jam. Can you imagine doing that with just beatboxing and a harmonica? And you get those kinds of big beats happening? That's pretty amazing stuff that he's doing. More of the best music from the Four Corners is straight ahead. This is World Beat Canada. We get our start at Roundhouse Radio in Vancouver. My name is Cal Coote. Faulted for guessing that that was recorded maybe 50 years ago, but it's not. It's from a brand new disc, an homage to vintage rock steady in Marvy Mono, no less. From New York City, it is The Frighteners and a new album called Nothing More to Say, lovingly recreated in the old style. A little bit of a tragic story. That beautiful voice of Daniel Klein was taken from us earlier this year in June when he was diagnosed with ALS. But the band has been together for 7 years and they intend to keep the vibe going. As do we, or at least that's the plan. Here is Montreal's A-Rad, a six-piece Arab, Andalusian, and Moroccan Jewish band. And it kind of rocks, too. This is Blatty from World Beat Canada. it's no fun without you. Thanks for being here. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyrite Communications. Our sister broadcast podcast is Kelt in a Twist with the ever effervescent Patricia Fraser. Both are to be found at the iTunes store as a free subscription. And you can also download us at the homepage, worldbeatcanada.com, and check out the artists, links to all the artists and playlists at our blog, which is calcopyrite.com. We started the program talking about shopping at the supermarket, and we'll go out on a guilty favorite from Brighton, England's The Go Team. It's called Buy Nothing Day. But our last word goes to Adam Green, who said this: to all the other dreamers out there, don't ever stop or let the world's negativity disenchant you or your spirit. If you surround yourself with love and the right people, anything is possible.
One, two, three, four.
Communications.